Religious rights abuses put Sri Lanka under the microscope. A ministry recounts the cost of work in Kenya. And MNN's Katie Harth is on assignment this week. Catch her latest report on the impact of short-term missions. This is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Sri Lanka's record on religious rights abuses will come under scrutiny next month in the United Nations Human Rights Council meeting in Geneva. This in response to the sharp increase in attacks against religious minorities in that country with little response. Open Doors' David Curry says
they have made a few cursory looks at it, tried to form a commission to look into it, and then let the findings go by the wayside. This is becoming a very dangerous place for people to practice their Christian faith.
Why?
You have a regime that sees itself as a protector of the purity of the Buddhist faith.
Three attacks last month led to a protest against persecution and intolerance. Curry urges you to add your voice to the growing chorus calling for change. But he says the political forum isn't where the real battle is.
Prayer changes things. We believe there's a spiritual solution to this practical problem. And so let's pray for the folks in Sri Lanka. Let's pray for their safety, that people have the freedom to worship and express their faith.
Next, just over a month ago, we heard the sad news that a beloved missionary in Kenya was murdered. Brother Ezekiel assisted Christian Aid Mission when they visited the Samburu region, and there have been other threats made. Similar violence, often on much larger scales between communities, is still occurring. In a recent letter, the president of the ministry encourages prayer and trust in God through this difficult time. Christian Aid Mission is your link to Indigenous missions. We've got more details available at our website. This is Mission Network News. Do you fear your trip to work each day? Well, many people in Mozambique do. Audio Scripture Ministries has shared some of their concerns in their most recent prayer updates. Political conflicts continue in Mozambique, where they have a new studio. The violence seems to be more frequent and widespread. One of the ASM missionaries is concerned about traveling a road that gets attacked almost daily. Please pray that God would protect the staff and their families, as well as restore peace to that country. Meanwhile, if you're a dentist or a doctor or know somebody who is, this next story is for you. Support African Mission, a strategic partner with Mission Aviation Fellowship, needs a dentist and a doctor as soon as this summer. Dr. Peter de Leister says the need is in northwestern Mozambique.
Our aim is to work within the clinics of the government, helping with education of the staff working there, which is usually nurses or technical assistants.
But they also do regular consultation, all in collaboration with Mission Aviation Fellowship and the local ministry. De Leister says it's not only about medicine.
We focus on medical work, but we do also have a part of our organization that shows the Jesus film in the local languages, and that's been a great success, especially in the smaller villages.
A 2-year commitment's needed. You have to be able to adapt to changing conditions. Also, knowledge of tropical diseases is a plus. If God's leading you, go to missionnetworknews.org and follow the link. And a short-term missions team is starting their work in Loganoff, Haiti. MNN's Katie Harth has more.
Here on the island of Loganoff, Freddie Williams is the go-to guy for work teams serving with starfish. He's been with the group since it started in 2010 and has 40 years of missionary experience in Haiti.
Part of my philosophy is treat you like royalty when you're here, because you've got so much to give to us. And when you give it to us, then you give it to the people here in Haiti.
Work teams do more than provide valuable help for starfish projects. They become an example of Jesus through word and deed. Part of the biggest value comes when the teams head home.
We couldn't purchase that type of advertising that you're going to give us when you go back and show your pictures to your friends and put it on Facebook and Twitter and all those sorts of things.
Get in touch with Starfish to join the next team headed for Loganoff. We'll connect you at our website. From Loganoff, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your generous gift, MNN is now offering the book Congo Dawn, a new novel from Jeanette Windle. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.